You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Earth Tongue, of course, with the Well of Pristine Order. Morena Gussie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. It's been a busy time for Earth Tongue. We've had a couple of great texts already about your show you played with King Woman at the start of the week. How was that?
Oh, it was so great. I'm like such a fan, and I really pursued that one. I was like emailing whoever I could to be like, please let us open. So it was amazing. Her voice is incredible, and yeah, it was great.
Such a special artist to bring to Aotearoa too. So cool to, I would be totally in your same position. Just please let me play. I would love to do it. very cool person. You've been busy though, you and Ezra, making some Earth Tongue Runga sounds in your basement. Is that right?
Yeah. We've just finished our album finally.
Woohoo.
So it's currently being mixed. And we're just gearing up to be, first of all, playing this Nightlight Festival opening for Alien Weaponry in the beautiful Taranaki. And then we're heading to Europe, finally, to do a tour that we were supposed to do in 2020. So there's heaps of exciting stuff coming up.
I wonder why that got pushed.
Yeah.
That is exciting. This Nightlight Festival is so stacked. I can't get over it. There's like Arlo Parks is coming all the way over from the UK, and it's like the only show that she's playing in New Zealand while she's here. There's like a massive ball that's happening too with like Babyface Killer DJing and a whole bunch of other cool people. And of course, yeah, you and Alien Weaponry on a lineup together. Feels like a match made in big guitar sound heaven, I reckon.
Definitely. And I mean, it's also, it being on Matariki is really special as well, and I imagine will be really significant for them. So, just excited to be there, and we've never played in New Plymouth. Hopefully we meet some people that have been wanting us to come down there. I'm sure there's a few of them.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I feel like the Taranaki hardcore fits your vibe, you know? The
absolutely.
Good bumper sticker energy down in Taranaki. Yeah. So the album that you guys have been working on, you have been writing this one for a wee while and working away on it for a wee while. How's it shaped up? How do you feel about it now? What's the kind of world you've been exploring?
Oh, yeah, really, really excited about it. I think it, yeah, just the production, first of all, is so much better than the first album. We had Jonathan Pierce engineering it, and he just got really nerdy on all the drum sounds, and obviously guitar sounds. We went really deep, and that's probably why it took so long, because we just got lost in fuzz land. So we spent a lot more time crafting the songs, and it's lyrically more horror than sci-fi.
That's exciting.
Just from watching a lot of horror movies, and it really feels like a complete, almost like a movie.
Cool.
There's a lot of kind of, maybe we'll make a movie of the album. Who knows?
I mean, you're both fantastic filmmakers, so I could see it happening for sure.
Yeah, we got to get onto that.
Get some nice Super 8 or some 16mm and go film Absolutely. It somewhere. I think last time we spoke to you was around the release of Miraculous Death, where you did go to the freakiest location to film for that video. Remind us of how that came about. Again, you sort of like hit someone up who had a creepy old house.
Yeah. It was this man who was an ex-priest at Westminster.
That's right.
Built this incredible, like, sort of Georgian style manor in the Waikato, and he kindly let us use it for our strange little horror thriller music video.
That's exciting.
So we've got to come up with some new ideas, because we've done that now.
Yeah. You want to make the next scary movie. I'm excited for this. I feel like it's been a really cool year for you guys already. You obviously went on tour with Ty Segall, heaps of dates at the start of the year. How was that experience? It seemed like they were a really nice band to go on the road with.
I mean, I'm just like, I could just stop now and be happy because we've done that. We've listened to Ty Segall, before Earth Tongue was a band, we were just, he was such a big influence. So that was really, really cool. And they were great. And hopefully we'll go to the States and we can, I don't know, hit them up.
Yeah, for sure. Where are you hitting up in Europe? What's the plan for that big tour?
Well, most of the tour is supporting this Swedish band called Greenleaf. And so there's a few festivals. It's mainly in Germany, a little bit of Poland, the Netherlands, and then one show in Copenhagen. So, and then we're hopefully going to be adding some UK dates as well, just sorting that out at the moment. Yeah.
Any cool UK friends who are listening right now, hit up Gussie and Ezra and book them a sick show. Hey, it's so good to chat with you. Of course, Nightlights Festival is coming up. I really recommend people do this. What a good excuse to get out of town, go for a roadie, have a lovely time in Taranaki. It's not even that far away. It's a few hours in the car. You know, put some good tunes on, bring some of your mates with you and go see some great music in a beautiful part of the country. What night are you playing with Alien Weaponry?
So we're playing on Friday the 14th of July.
Awesome. It's a perfect day of the week.
Which is a public holiday.
It is.
You can just leave.
Just leave the city, go do something cool, see some great Rungus bands. Thank you so much, Gussie, always a pleasure to catch up. We've got Miraculous Death lined up to play now. Best of luck for this exciting period that you've got coming out. We can't wait to hear the new songs.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Sugar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.